Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
Well, we say it every Thursday. It's what Thursdays were made for. Time to have a look at the movies. Collie, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. We're back to Zoom again after our very exciting meeting last week. It took me a few days to recover, but fortunately, we've lots of big movies this week. It really feels like summer blockbuster now. I know I seem to say this every week, but I suppose because of COVID and so on, we've had such a backlog, and now we're getting two massive movies, a big family movie as well. So lots of fun, lots of stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. Great to see you too. You're looking great in living colour. That's the question.
If you brought in your fancy laptop.
Oh, no, don't be rubbing it in.
Which makes me look a bit better. It takes a couple of the chins off. Put the highlight. Unfortunately, when you saw me in real life last week, you went, God. Lockdown hasn't been kind to him.
Absolutely. Lots of people are commenting on the Facebook today.
State of your man.
He doesn't look like that at all. Come here, to the movies. You got a big one for us this week.
Okay, I suppose, look, when we're talking big stars, there's no one bigger than The Rock, you know, literally and box office. And this is, it's another one of those movies, probably like A Quiet Place, which also stars as co-star Emily Blunt, that seems like we've been waiting for ages. This was coming out just before COVID. It's been stopped. It's Jungle Cruise. It's another one of the Disney films on the roller coaster sort of ride attraction, just like Pirates of the Caribbean. They've gone back to see if they could do it again, if they can recapture the magic. And I think this clip might give you a sense of the sort of movie it is.
There they are!
Frank, follow me.
Stop her!
Oh, God, sorry, Frank.
Sorry, strong form.
My name is Dr. Lily Houghton. My brother and I are looking for passage upriver.
What's out there in the jungle? It's not a fun vacation.
Well, I'm not here for a vacation. Legend has it that there is a tree that possesses unparalleled healing power. It will change medicine forever.
And you need someone to help you find it.
Here we go.
Sometimes it just needs a bit of a...
Nobody touches my engine but me. What did I just...
There you go.
This looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, you really get the sense for that clip. Let's face it, Disney know what they're doing when they put this stuff together. Now, I don't know, have you ever been to Disney World or Disneyland?
I have, yeah.
Jungle Cruise is a big famous one. I don't know if you went on it. I haven't been on it, but I was at Universal Studios and I did the Jaws attraction, which I think is quite similar. So there's lots of things jumping out of the water at you, lots of monsters. Obviously, in Jaws thing is sharks. With really corny jokes, very well done by the supposedly the driver of the boat. So Jungle Cruise not only plays for adventure movie, you said straight away, Indiana Jones, The Mummy, Pirates of the Caribbean sort of vibe, but they also captured the idea of all those millions and millions of people who've done this ride with the corny jokes. There's a whole thing about backside of water. I didn't understand at all. Apparently it's one of the very common really bad jokes that all these Disney employees do. They've captured that. They've captured the action and particularly the charisma of Emily Blunt and The Rock together. Even if you've seen their promos, they are funny. They take the mickey out of each other the whole time. They're just so good at this. I watched this on Wednesday morning and I really, really enjoyed it. Now, it hasn't got amazing reviews. And I think that's because the people reviewing it are not going to be the people watching it.
Yeah.
It is a big family, silly summer blockbuster. Now, if I'm honest, the bits at the end with the magic tree of life and so on, I could take or leave those bits. The best bits are when the two of them are together. Jack Whitehall, the English comedian, plays her brother. He has his moments of, it's funny, there's been a big deal about, you know, he's one of the first Disney characters to kind of come out in the character, and you're kind of going, it's not as progressive really as if he's scared of everything. I'm not sure Disney is progressive as they think, but it's really good fun. I think families will love this. It's about 2 hours long, packed full. Nobody's going to say, I didn't get my money's worth out of this. It is packed full of adventure, full of thrills and spills. And as I said, whatever about Indiana Jones stuff, I think The Mummy really captures, that's what they're going for. The 99 Mummy, not the Tom Cruise awful movie.
Yeah.
There's so many people out there love it. It's going to be a massive, look, it's The Rock. It's going to be a massive hit no matter what. But lots of value, lots of fun. People are going to really enjoy that.
When will that be opening in the Eclipse Cinemas?
Yeah, it's open tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
First thing tomorrow, and it's going to run for a couple of weeks. We're going to mention this a couple more times, so I know people will text in and say what they thought of it. It's really good fun. Great, great crack altogether.
Okay, you got another big movie. You've been looking forward to this for weeks upon weeks. The Suicide Squad is here.
Yeah. Yeah, so I watched Jungle Cruise on Wednesday to just make sure all the equipment was working. And I went, right, that's going to be the fun of this week. And then this morning, I watched Suicide Squad, which was even better. Now, this is not a family film, even though all the 11, 10 or 11, 12-year-olds are going to be going, Mom, let me go and see this. This looks great. Because it is sort of a 12, 13-year-old's dream come true. Superheroes and swearing and big monsters exploding and so on. It is so funny, though, Shamie. Yeah. It's made by a guy called James Gunn, who's famous for making the Guardians of the Galaxy Marvel movies. And one of the things he did with that was, you know, people knew who, you know, Superman was and Captain America and so on. But he took characters that really only comic book fans knew, most people didn't know, and made it into a huge big movie that people loved, really funny, amazing music. And he's done it again. And the whole idea of the Suicide Squad is these are the bad guys. And it's the Dirty Dozen. That's what it is. Yeah. The Dirty Dozen. They're ground out of prison. One more job. They get 10 years off their prison sentence if they do it. Margot Robbie is Harley Quinn. We've seen her a few times. She would steal the show if it wasn't for all the other characters. If you can imagine a superhero movie made by Quentin Tarantino, that's what we've got. So nobody is shot once. Anyone who's shot, they explode. There's a giant shark voiced by Sylvester Stallone. It sounds, I know already there's people going, well, that sounds definitely not my sort of thing. But if you like funny and irreverent and a bit puerile, I won't lie to you, a bit puerile, with the most amazing Steely Dan and soundtrack, I will always love it. It's really great fun. My boss walked in just at the end of the movie and he just looked at me and goes, is that rats? Are these rats attacking a giant starfish? And I went, out of context, that won't look good. And he goes, I don't think this is for me. I went, I have laughed my way through this, John. It was so fun. I really enjoy this. This is the one that all the cinema staff are most excited to see. So the family go to Jungle Cruise, but those are a little bit older or those who like a little bit of edge in their movies. This is so great. And I'm actually I don't want to say too much of it because there's loads of twists and turns along the way. Yeah. The people you think are the stars may not be the stars.
At the end of it. Yeah.
They'll steal your heart and wait till the end. It's definitely worth waiting the end. So we've got John Cena, Margot Robbie, Sylvester Stallone, giant starfish. What more could you ask for? One of my favorite movies of the year so far.
Suicide Squad. When's that opening?
That opens tomorrow as well. Spoiled for choice. It looks like the weather's not going to be great this bank holiday weekend.
You're very disappointed looking there.
Well, business-wise, I'm fine. I would like to go out for a walk, but what I'm saying is there's great choice for the family. I suppose we have another one we should mention if I haven't used up all my time.
No, you haven't. Go on ahead.
Over all those. So we've got Spirit Untamed. Now, this one is definitely for the family and for the younger members. And Shamie, we always try not to pigeonhole people saying this type of movie, that type of movie. But this is definitely for the younger people, probably as well girls who are horse mad, which there are many, many. It's a spin-off of a Netflix series, which itself is a spin-off of a previous DreamWorks adventure. It's about a plucky young heroine called Lucky, how she met her horse. They have adventures together that aren't going to be particularly scary. Because there are, I must say about Jungle Cruise, for maybe under eight, there's a couple of scary monsters, a couple of CGI conquistadors with snakes and stuff. That might be a bit much. This won't threaten anyone. It's going to be heartwarming and lovely. And horses. Did I mention horses?
Lots of horses. You're going to like this.
More than a Patti Smith album. You know, there's a very limited joke for the under eights. But I think it'll do very well because there's a lot of odd. And finally,
yes, go on. Yes, you have news on In the Heights.
In the Heights, which we talked about a lot a couple of weeks ago. And despite me badgering everyone, it was only a minor hit, even though I said it. And all fair, you asked me, you know, what should you go and see? And I really think if you have a chance on Monday, it's only $4.50. Even Ocean FM employees can afford $4.50. to go and see In the Heights. It was one of my favourite musicals. Now, a very nice lady on Facebook said she couldn't get into it, but I think it is something special. And I think it deserves a revisit. It is perfect for Misted Mondays, where things are only out for a couple of weeks and then they come back and go, here's one last chance before you have to watch it on a small screen. I downloaded the soundtrack. It's been with me in the car for a couple of weeks. I thought it was loads of fun. Lin-Manuel Miranda, who, of course, is the genius behind Hamilton, which I assume sooner or later we'll get the movie. Okay. Probably a couple of years from now. I really enjoyed it. Lots of fun.
All right. That's Collie at the movies. He has tickets to give away. And all we're asking you to do this evening is we're going to ask you to text Jungle. That's it. Jungle. And that's it. We'll make it nice and simple. Jungle. That do, yeah. It will indeed. Yeah. Jungle. Text Jungle.
That's fine. I want to give the tickets away. We've loads of great movies. So
yeah, absolutely. So text Jungle along with your name and your location to 0833 500 530. Get in on that and we'll be sending you off up to Eclipse Cinemas in Bundoran to enjoy the movies.